Jeff Ikachila Longoria represents Kapweta's South in the state legislative assembly. He says mobility in the state is a challenge for most lawmakers who use public transport to reach their residents.
We, the parliament, really debated and deliberated on the issues of concerning the mobility, because we were expecting 62 vehicles distributed to the institutions, so of which the House deliberated and passed the loan of $1,500,000, of which it was sufficient by then. We were expecting vehicles to be bought so that at least each and every institution will have sufficient vehicles.
Visa Likali Olum represents Lafon County in the State Assembly. He says the executive should refrain from giving government assets to individuals who do not hold government positions.
You find MPs are not turning up in time due to distances, due to weather conditions. So we have 4 vehicles in the Assembly. But this year we were also shocked whereby the Speaker went with another Land Cruiser, which is not put on iPurchase. So when we decided that this vehicle must be brought back, we resorted to law enforcing agencies to bring that vehicle.
The governor of Eastern Equatoria State, Louis Lobong Lojore, says his office has no money to buy vehicles. Lobong says state workers have not received their salaries for months. He says it is a common practice for former officials to take government assets when they leave their positions.
People have no salary, first of all. If there was money, we put a priority for the salary. If you prosecute in the national parliament, those people who have been the chairperson of specialized committees and the speakers, when they are relieved, they go with their vehicles. So the former speaker was relieved and he deserved cross-check with the national parliament. They go with their vehicles. What is wrong about that of Eastern Equatoria?
Many state lawmakers say they struggle to reach their constituencies. They say some lawmakers who can afford public transport are able to visit their communities. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Eastern Equatorial Capital, Torrid.